It's just about time to check in with Ken Ham from Answers in Genesis with a few thoughts about evolution versus creation. Just before we listen to Ken, I wanted to add something to the stew myself. Over the past 9 months, since Highways and Byways began, we've demonstrated how the notions of evolution have, well, they've just not been able to sustain themselves in light of closer examination. In fact, there are large numbers of scientists who have backed away from Darwin's original claims and ideas because time has proven the notions of evolution are just not holding water, to use an old expression. Oh, children still receive a steady diet of the teaching from public schools, and there are still plenty of scientists who hold on to the idea of evolution by revising their claims. But changing one's claims doesn't prove that man evolved from mutated organisms. That just proves that the teachings of evolution are mutating. And as we've learned in the past, mutations are overwhelmingly a negative thing. People are born without body parts, or parts are defective, and so forth. God's Word, on the other hand, remains the same. It never changes, and neither does our God. In a world of shaken up uncertainty, it's such a relief to have somebody, somewhere, that we can always count on being a rock, unmovable. Well, let me step out of the way for an expert in this area. Ken Ham is known worldwide for his work in this field. He's proven himself proficient in biology, geology, chemistry, and the Bible. He's worth listening to, so let's do just that.
A Christian evolutionist. Now, can it be?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the writers and editors for Creation Magazine. Ken, I've met Christians who claim they can believe in both evolution and the Bible, but can they really take such a position consistently?
Whenever I've had a person confront me about this, I point out how inconsistent it is to hold to Christian doctrines but not believe in a literal Genesis. I show them the Apostle Paul's writings in the New Testament. He quotes from Genesis as literal history in the books of Romans and Corinthians in order to establish the doctrine of sin and why Jesus died on the cross. In fact, Jesus Christ himself in Matthew quotes from Genesis chapters 1 and 2 when teaching about the doctrine of marriage, that it's one man for one woman. By the way, there's not one biblical doctrine of theology that doesn't have its foundation, directly or indirectly, in the literal events of Genesis. If the first 11 chapters of Genesis aren't literally true, then all Christian doctrine would be founded on myth or allegory. Thus, anyone could determine what meaning they wanted for any doctrine, like sin or marriage. There'd be no absolutes, and truth would be just relative. Can Christians believe in evolution? Well, to accept evolution is to destroy the foundation of Christian doctrines, which have their origins in the literal events of Genesis. You know, recently, a prominent evangelical Christian tried to explain why he believes that God used evolution. Dr. Lemoore of St. Joseph's College in Canada said, "I believe that God created life, including humanity, through an ordained and sustained evolutionary process which even reflects intelligent design. You think of natural processes at work, but God ordained these processes and God sustains them. At the macro level, God uses evolution." End of quote. When asked about young earth creation, he said that so-called creationists who argue against the theory of evolution have failed to produce any evidence that refutes evolution. The theory of evolution, he claimed, would easily be falsified by simply finding a human tooth from a period before humans are thought to have evolved. But you know, in saying this, he's actually already assumed that the evolutionary timescale of millions of years and its dating methods must be correct. What he's really shown is that he would rather put his faith and trust in the fallible words of man instead of the infallible word of God. John and Sally McEwen are husband and wife research biochemists who live in Sydney, Australia. Now, in a recent Creation magazine interview with us, they were asked what's so important about creation, considering that many Christians say it's just a side issue. Well, John pointed out, if there was no creator, then there'd be no sin against that creator and no need of Christ, no Christianity. He said, "I believe it's central to all of the important doctrines in the Christian faith." Now, Sally added, "If you don't believe what the Bible says in the beginning, how are we going to believe anything else it says? Our society has been virtually brainwashed into evolution, and she thinks creation is where we must start if we're going to defend the Bible. We need to start at the beginning because our society is largely pagan now," said Sally. You know, they're right. Many people today won't listen to the gospel because they think science has disproved the Bible's account of creation. That's why we need to oppose evolution and proclaim the truth of creation. But you know the exciting thing? Here are real scientists who start with Genesis. What a testimony.
We have an excellent witnessing tool that will help you share your faith more effectively. Ken Ham has written a booklet that summarizes the key events of biblical history. It's available at AnswersRadio.com. AnswersRadio.com.